Paul Campbell, manager of Setanta. Every victory is sweet. Great to lift a trophy.
It's just absolutely fantastic, Chris. You don't know what this means to the 25, 26 boys that are out there training since the second week in February, to the club, to the parish, to the supporters, you know, to the community. You know, we spent 9 years trying to win this championship, and look, here we get over the line. The line is just absolutely fantastic for the club, the parish, and the community, and the team out there.
This year, two great semi-finals. It's getting harder and harder to get this title.
Now, we sat 4 years ago. We were beating the final. We sat in the change rooms up there, and we says, look here, boys, we'll give it a big push next year, and we'll get back into the final, and we'll see how we do. That was 4 years ago. We sat in that change room of the day, and we goes, look here, we're not waiting another 4 years. We're going to set our heads right. We didn't get off to a good start. St. John's got off to a fantastic start. We got them at half-time. Got them settled down, got a wee bit of composure into them, got a wee bit of fight drive into them. You've seen what happened at the start of the second half. We scored 1-3 without reply to Unions. You know, we sort of killed off the game in the first 3-4 minutes in the second half. We were set to sit back, pick our points, you know, and cruise in. I know Unions got a goal there, put a bit of a threat on it. We were still 5 up. If they didn't score another goal, we were going to howl out the game. Thankfully, that's what they did on.
So important, free takers, and certainly, as we've seen in other matches, the likes of Declan Coulter and Kevin Campbell, their contribution, incredible.
Well, and teams come past now. Before we had Declan, if Kevin had an off day in the freeze, we were stuck with nobody to take the freeze. You know, Declan gives a fantastic outlay there. You know, if Kevin's not on his game in the freeze, we can do it with Declan. If Declan's not on, Kevin can step up, you know. And the past, like what Declan Coulter brings to the game, like, you know, in the past, we'd Kevin and probably Bernard Lafferty in the forward line, where other teams would put the double mark, double tag them. That took away our threat. We have a threat there now. We've got six forwards and score from 45, 50 yards. We have a couple of half backs and score. Sean Anderson has put over a fantastic point there from a good 65, 70 yards. We have the threat in the forward line, and that's probably how we get over the line this year. Just we weren't able to double tag enough for our forward.
And for Unions, naturally disappointment for them, but a lot of young players there, and the cathedral town has a bright future on the hurling front.
Look, I was interviewed last year before the semi-finals, and I said to yourself, I think, and I said to a couple of different papers, I says, look here, don't be surprised if Unions get into the final. That was last year, you know, and I have great respect for Paddy Flood, you know, and all the old hands there. Sean, I know Sean's not old, but the older team there in St. Unions, look here, there is a championship on them. I said that to Paddy after the game there. There is a championship on them, but it was our year this year. Like, we worked too hard not to win a championship this year. Look here, Unions can take it next year. Look here, if they stick together and work hard and put in the effort, they could win the championship next year, but they have to do the work. And look here, best luck for St. Unions next year. I'd like to see them win a title. Paddy Flood deserves a title, Sean McVeigh deserves a title, Eugene Organ deserves a title, and look here, hopefully this time next year, it's us and themselves next year in the final game.
Kevin Campbell, captain of the victorious Setanta side. It's been a few years since the club won a title, and it means so much to all involved.
Oh yeah, it does. You know, it's been 9 years since one, I think it was 08 last time won it. So yeah, it's a big thing. You know, we kind of thought back in 08 we've been county finals every year. We haven't been a county final in the last 4 years. We've probably been underachieving, and this year was just like, look, you know, now's the time, boys, it's now or never. We're not, myself and Danny and boys, you know, we're getting on, we're pushing on to 30, so, you know, we've only a couple of years left, and I said, look, now's the time to do it. Big effort from all the players this year, and, you know, it was just great to get over the line. It's great for the parish, it's great for the club, and it's great for all the hurling people around Kelly Gordon, and it's very nice.
In the first half, St. Unions started well, but you led by a point at the break, and then early in the second half, some great points, particularly from Declan Coulter, and you had a bit of a purple patch, and it put you into a lead that was just too big for them to catch.
Yeah, you know, when you come into the game, what Unions were going to bring, you know, the first county final, we knew they were going to be, you know, throw everything at us for the first 20-25 minutes. We kind of said there's luck, boys, already out the storm, and you know, fair enough, we got a couple of scores, we got the freeze, and then we were quite lucky to go in at half time with a point up, you know. Started the second half, we said, look, boys, now's the time, it's now or never. You know, we might never be in these change rooms again at a county final. This team's never going to be together at this stage ever again. And it was like, you know, we've made too much sacrifices this year, put in too much effort to throw it away. We come out to start a second half, yeah, we've got a couple of very good scores, Decky Coulter, Mark Cain, Bernard Lafferty, all phenomenal. It was just great to go in. Once we kind of pushed 6-7 points up, the goal went in. I kind of knew then that we were in the driving seat, and we weren't going to let the lead slip at that stage.
You mentioned at the end there, Ulster. How big an ambition is that now?
You know, 07 and 08, we were in Ulster finals. The first one definitely we left it behind us. I still pulled my hands up for that. That was my fault that day. The year after then we went out, we were kind of naive. We played Les Blancs. We played them the year before in the first round of Ulster and beat them quite convincingly. So we're quite naive in 2 years. We've learned a lot from that there. Going forward, Ulster was something that we, you know, we talked about at the start of the year, but of course the county final was the first step. But you know, we'll definitely give Ulster a good crack. Like, there's a good band of players here. For the first year, maybe 5-6 years, we've got men that we can bring off the bench to make an impact. Like Johnny Carling come off the bench, Gary McGilligan come off the bench, Josh McGray come on the bench, all great players. You know, they were starting in another club team in the county. So yeah, look, we're definitely going to give Ulster a good rattle. And you know, hopefully we'll just see how it goes from there.